Okay, you can see the lines. Thank you. Okay, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Amen. So this is the, as you all know, the famous armor of God passage. And so if we look at the context of Paul's writing, he's writing to the church in Ephesus. And Paul does this in a lot of his letters. He kind of starts off teaching about God. So his teaching on theology, basically. You know how some people call Paul the greatest theologian of, you know, history of the world. And so he's kind of teaching them basically what God has done and what Jesus Christ has done and what this gospel means. And then he goes on to basically teach them on how to live their lives as a Christian now. You know, 'cause it's the early church, right? These are the first Christians to be in Ephesus, to basically believe in Jesus and to follow, to be of the way. So he's giving them some instructions on how to live, talks about unity, he talks about humility, submitting to each other, forgiveness, and wholesome talk and stuff like that. And he talks about family life, wives and husbands and children and masters and servants. So he's kind of giving them practical tips on how to live their life. And then he comes to chapter 6, verse 10. He says, finally. So this is kind of like the last thing that he's going to teach on. And he gives them the armor of God. And I think it's interesting. So he's saying that our warfare is not against flesh and blood, right? So that's why I think one of the reasons why we can live in humility and forgiveness and in unity with each other is because our warfare is not against with each other. You know, even though some people might be difficult to you know, in your life, you have to realize that's not the person I'm fighting, right? And this other church is not the church that we're fighting, you know? However big the differences may be, we have to realize our warfare is not against another believer, especially against another believer, and even not against people that might be giving us a hard time. Really, our warfare is against spiritual forces. And so we read on, it says, put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. There's another verse, I can't find it right now, but that says, we're not ignorant of his schemes. You know, talking about the devil. I think Paul's writing that. But the sad part is, many of the church is ignorant of the devil's schemes. You know, and I've been reading Dr. Kraft's books since he's been here, and he talks about the armor of God. He talks about spiritual warfare. And he talks about he's talking about more of the American church and how most of the church is sadly ignorant of the schemes of the devil, and we don't see the spiritual side of things, you know, because we're so focused on what we can see, what we can hear, what we can taste, and all these things. So we miss out on this spiritual warfare. And so he says, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. And then He gives an interesting point. He talks about the armor of God in his book, I Give You Authority. And he was doing a deliverance session, and he's asking the demons, saying, hey, where is this person's spiritual armor? And apparently the demon answered back and said, well, it's on the floor, because I always try to get him to forget to put it on. So then it hit me. I was like, I never spend time in the morning to put on the armor of God. And so where's my armor? You know, it's not on me. I'm not wearing it. And there's protection, right, from just having Holy Spirit inside of me, and all the church is praying for me and stuff like that. But, you know, I need to wake up, right? I need to wake up to this fact. And, you know, he's taught on this. I don't know if it was this week or last week. He said, you know, it's a little bit unfair because demonic forces, they're against us 24/7. And their one goal is to kill, steal, and destroy, right? There's nothing good about them. And they don't rest. You know, they don't need to rest. Whereas we get tired, we need sleep and physical rest and all these things. So what I've been doing ever since reading that book is every morning I'll wake up, and on my way to church, I put on the armor. Basically, I read this passage, and I just ask the Holy Spirit, you know, to help me put the armor on. So I'll go through the whole thing from verse 10, and I'll say, finally, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might, which is really cool. The verse 10 is maybe my favorite one out of all the verses, because it says, be strong in the Lord. So I don't have to be strong myself, because sometimes I'm not strong. I don't feel strong. And I don't have that much strength on my own. But it says, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. I'm not trying to muster up strength from my own, you know, I don't know what. I'm not trying to, like, become strong myself. But really, it's a reliance on the Holy Spirit and in the strength of God. And I'm trying to be strong in his might. And he has all the strength. He has all the authority. So it's not pressure upon me to become this strong person. But really, it's just me depending on God and saying, I need your strength to be strong. And I need his might to be strong. And then I go through the full armor. We don't really have time to go through each of the item. But to be honest, I don't think I really fully understand each of the item either. I mean, there's probably depths to it that I have no clue. But I put them on. You know what I'm saying? Like I'll go, okay, Lord, I'm standing for you. I'm girding my loins with your truth. I'm putting on the breastplate of righteousness. And I picture myself doing it, you know, in the spirit. And my feet, shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I had a question about that. I asked Dr. Kraft. He said most people kind of interpret it as walking in God's peace. You know, wherever you go, you're walking in the peace of the Lord. And so I do that. You know, I put that on. I take up my shield of faith. I actually really do that when I'm reading it. Take up the shield of my faith. Because flaming missiles, right, flaming arrows of the enemy, to me, it's all his lies, it's all his little tactics to try to get me down, or condemnation or shame or all the negative thoughts, plus probably many, many other things. And shield of faith, one aspect is I have faith in God's promises and in his word over me, over my life. But Dr. Kraft is also saying faith in the Jewish mind wasn't just believing something, but it's also faithfulness, you know, like, because when you believe something, you act upon it. Its obedience is followed with your faith. So shield of faithfulness. You know, it's being faithful to God, being obedient to God. And then the helmet of salvation, sword of the Spirit. And it says, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit with this in view. So I just pray in the Spirit. You know, I pray in tongues, and I'll pray for covering for myself. So I want to encourage you to do that. Because one thing that this does in our lives is it awakens us to this reality that we are at war. You know, Dr. Kraft talks about how he spent the first 20-some years or 30-some years in ministry, just losing all the time simply because he was ignorant of this fact that he was at war. So he didn't even know that he had to fight. But once he became aware, he was like, well, I'm going to fight, because if I fight, most likely I'll win because we have the authority of Jesus. So that it kind of alerts us and says, yeah, you are at war. You're fighting this war. Today is a battle against the enemy. And the second thing that it does is you put on the full armor of God, right? And there's protection there and there's power there. The one thing I want to caution us against is, myself as well, is we don't want to make this some kind of magic formula and say, yeah, if we just read this out loud, then enemy can't touch us, kind of thing. You know, it always goes back to relationship, right? It always goes back to a dependence upon the Holy Spirit, a kind of continual relationship with the Holy Spirit and with God. So don't think of it as, you know, some kind of mantra, you know, that we just recite and blessing is going to come. But it's a good reminder for us every day. And if we take it seriously instead of just reciting something, then I think it'll really help us. It'll really protect us, our church. So I encourage you, you know, put on the full armor of God every day, because we are at war, and there's the enemy out there. And let's just close our eyes and allow the Holy Spirit to come and speak to us today. Through the PowerPoint working, but let's just sing this song together. It's I Love You, Lord. God is so good.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me.
God is so good.
God is so good, He's so good to me.
Let's spend some time in group prayer. Let's pray. Let's pray for our church. Let's pray that our church will really be aware of the spiritual warfare that we're in. You know, whether we know it or not, we're in this warfare, and let's pray for God's protection. And especially as we have been having this inner healing training week, many people have kind of been feeling sick, and they've been getting nightmares sometimes and stuff like that. The enemy definitely is unhappy, right, about us moving in this direction as a church. So if you can just pray for God's protection over the church and really put on the armor for yourself and put on the armor for our church members, and let's just pray for God's protection. Let's claim God's protection and His peace and His covering for our church members together. Let's pray for our church, just all the meetings and the services that we'll have this weekend. So tonight there is a training, and then tomorrow, actually all day, there is training from 11 to about 5. And then there is youth group as well at 5:30 on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we have the two services with Dr. Kraft speaking to us. So let's pray and cover the weekend. Let's pray that God would really meet with us in every single one of those meeting times and just bless our gatherings together. Let's pray for our house church today. There is only one that meets on Friday. It's Cane Road House Church. Let's pray well, they're not on Kane Road anymore. It's Jimmy and Boyle's House Church. Let's pray that God's presence will be there and that they would have a real good time of ministry and getting together. So let's pray for our house church. And last, let's pray for our building fund and the move, at the SP move. Let's pray, let's bless the fundraising committee and the events. And let's just bless our church members as they're learning to give, you know, to this as well. And let's just pray that the whole process will be righteous and it'll be glorifying to God. So let's pray, cover the leaders, the search a steering committee with Janice, Pastor Sam. So let's pray for the building move. Dear God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word that, you know, just teaches us about the warfare that we're in, God, and also teaches us the authority that we have in you, Father. So I just speak against any spirit of fear that may come, any intimidation that they're trying to give to us. In Jesus' name, I just command you, I forbid you, and I command you to stop it and to go to the feet of Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray that we would be strong in your strength, God, and in the power of your might. I pray that you would come right now and just strengthen us, Lord, and help us to be filled with your dunamis power, Holy Spirit. And we just give you this day. I want to bless every single person that's here with your presence, with your peace, and with your favor, God, and with your protection. Wherever they go, whatever they do today, and may we be pleasing to you, God, throughout this day. And we thank you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. And Sandro, you're breaking fast today, right? Sandro is going to be breaking fast today, so if you want to just come and just pray for him right now, that'll be great. Thank you.